our theme discussion this week is on how parents can avoid creating sibling rivalry. Now, we spoke about not comparing your children. We said, don't compare them. Yesterday, we spoke about how to make them part of the process when a new baby is born so that they don't feel they are in competition with the new baby. Today, we discussed that stay out of squabbles. Now, this one may surprise you, right? Because as a parent, your instinct will tell you as soon as there's a squabble between two of my kids, I need to get involved. But no, not immediately. Your first reaction should be to ignore it. Find something else to do in another room. Don't give the squabble any attention. Unless it gets bad, where they're now starting to fight and throw things and get physical. By leaving them to work out their own issues, you're teaching them negotiating skills. You're also making them realize that you're not going to reward negative behavior with your attention. So you're giving them a chance to work it out on their own, and you're not rewarding negative attention with your negative action with your attention. Yes, if the squabble escalates into a physical fight and they're throwing things and they're screaming and shouting, now you need to get involved. But in two ways. First, calm the conflict. If it's clear now that they can't work it out for themselves, calm the conflict. The golden rule: don't ever take sides. Don't ever take sides. That becomes a root cause of issues pertaining to sibling rivalry. Once everyone is calm, listen to each child's version. Even if you know more or less who's wrong, maybe you saw something, maybe you heard something, listen to each side's version. You're showing them that you are being equal. Then give them the opportunity to come up with the solution themselves. Let's say they're playing a game and they're fighting now as to whose chance it is. I mean, this is a common headache in every family, right? You listen to this one, you listen to that one. Now you tell them, okay, figure it out. Come to an agreement, come to a conclusion. If they can't, make some suggestions. But still, don't take sides. If after you give them an opportunity to figure it out and you tell them what they can do to try and resolve it, and they still can't resolve it, then you put them all in the same boat. What does putting them all in the same boat means? You give them all the same outcome or experience. So you say, okay, you cannot resolve whose chance it is to play the game. I'm taking the game away. They'll be upset with you, that's for sure. They'll both be angry with you, but they cannot accuse you of being partisan. They cannot accuse you of favoring the one over the other. And there'll be no sibling rivalry as a result. They will be complaining, but they learn their lesson. Next time around, they'll know. If we can't figure it out for ourselves, mom or dad is going to put us in the same boat, meaning they're going to take away the privilege. They're going to take away the opportunity. So as a parent, you need to understand this. Once you get too involved early on, when they still can resolve their squabbles for themselves, or if you take sides, you are going to lead them to think that mommy likes this one, daddy loves that one, mommy always takes this one's part, daddy always takes that one's part. They feel that they are being unfairly treated, and that sows the seeds of resentment and sibling rivalry. One starts to feel superior, the other one starts to feel inferior, and that's when the rivalry and animosity begins. So today's tip on how parents can prevent sibling rivalry is: don't get involved in their squabbles, and if you absolutely have to, then don't take sides. Listen to both sides and try and deal with it.